Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when we first get up, and again in the evening when we go to bed. Try to work up to about a half an hour each time, because this is a great way to start our day, to end our day, and to live our life. And if you'd like to learn more about meditation overall, please visit my website at www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. Or if you'd like to contact me about any question, comments, or retreats in regards to meditation, send me an email at drpuff@cox.net. That's drpuff@cox.net. In this week's podcast, I'd like for us to explore together what I consider to be perhaps the most important word in the English language, awareness. I consider it such an important word that I actually have made my license plate into awareness. So if you're ever visiting California and you see a vehicle with the license plate awareness, give a honk, wave a hand, because that will be me driving that vehicle. So why do I consider awareness so important? It's really because it's a key factor in change, it's a key factor in who we are, and it's a key factor in living a truly beautiful life. Let's explore all these three areas along with how meditation plays a key role in living an aware life. First, how does awareness help us to change? If we want to change a behavior, change a way of thinking, or change our lives, we first have to be aware of what we're doing. Many people go through lives totally unaware of what their behavior, their actions, and their thoughts are all about. When I work with people, I really try to help them slow down, particularly through meditation, and get them to start being aware of what their thoughts are. Because our thoughts create our reality. If we're aware of our thoughts, we can begin to change them. But we can't change anything if we're unaware of what we're doing. A simple example would be, let's say we're overweight and we want to lose weight, but we can't figure out why we're overweight. So in living more of a present, aware life, particularly with the help of meditation, by slowing us down and being present with what is, we begin to see that when we eat quickly, and our bodies can't register that we're full, so we keep eating until we stuff ourselves each and every time that we eat. With awareness, we say, oh, I'm eating too quickly. All I have to do is pause between each bite, perhaps take a drink of water, slow down, be present, and let my mind catch up with my stomach, and then I can stop eating sooner. And guess what? When I stop eating sooner, I get full more quickly, and I begin to lose weight. Just the awareness of my eating habits, eating too quickly, begins to change my eating habits by beginning to eat more mindfully, more in presence. This creates change. This is a very simple example, but think of anything that we're struggling with, and can't the awareness in and of itself begin to help us to change our behavior? We can't change it if we don't know what we're doing, but when we're aware, we can begin to change our behavior. The second part of awareness is basically awareness is who we are. What do I mean by that? If we say, I am that which is permanent, that which is permanent can only be ultimately that which I am. And the only thing that's really been present throughout our lives isn't our feelings, they change. Isn't our relationships, they come and go. Our thoughts come and go. Everything comes and goes. But that which stays the same from when I was first born until I die is awareness. I am aware of what's happening. Awareness precedes mental judgments of good and bad. We just are aware of things. Awareness is really the core of who we are. It precedes the mental judgments, the memories, everything. We just are aware. It's really a state of pure being without mental commentary. And in awareness, we discover that, oh, I am aware. And just stop with that. If we stop with awareness, we find that, life isn't so bad. It's the judgments that cause us suffering. I don't want this. I want that. If we're just aware of what's happening without labeling it, guess what? Life becomes beautiful. And that's the third benefit of awareness. As humans, we have such a tendency to grab hold of things, to create attachments. I want this. I don't want that. But in the process of trying to hang on to things so tightly, what happens is we miss out on so many beautiful things of life. It's like going down a river and stopping in one place and standing there and say, I want to stay here. I don't want to move. And rocks and river and everything pushes against us. If we flow with life and say, well, this is the way life is leading me, we start enjoying the journey of life. Because there's always beautiful things to be with when we don't have our judgmental minds critiquing it, good or bad, or our minds trying to grasp things, saying, I want this, I don't want that, instead of just, oh, life. Life is beautiful. It's a very youthful, a very childlike approach to living. Awareness, just being aware of life without the labels, helps life to be beautiful. Children are so good at finding something beautiful to play with wherever they are, whatever's happening. I remember many years ago, I was in Egypt visiting the garbage collectors of Egypt. They not only collected the garbage, they brought the garbage to their homes. And it was like a caste system. It was a huge community that their responsibility in Egypt was to collect the garbage. And I went to their homes, and their homes were made out of the garbage. To me, initially, it seemed very dirty. But when I spent the day with them, I found that they, particularly the children, didn't mind at all. They found things to play with, they enjoyed their lives, and they were beautiful people because they didn't have all the attachments, all the labels that our minds create. Instead, they just enjoyed and loved what life was giving them right then. So one of the key benefits of meditation is learning to quiet the mind and just be. And when we lead a life that's present in just awareness, meditation and awareness cultivate a childlike approach to living our lives, a truly beautiful life. And when we discover there's things to be changed, meditation helps us discover what they are through awareness, and then also helps us to discover how to change them just by being aware of them. When we're aware of something, it changes. And ultimately, awareness is who we are. When we identify with who we are, life goes beautifully. Let us all continue on our meditation journey. And until next week, peace.